Good afternoon. The time is 1:58 p.m. We're here today on Friday, August 2nd, 2013 in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatia, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA-PA-13-008 JJJ Enterprises versus General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Ignacio Ike Agigi and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Vincent Duenas and Rachel Field. Will Appellant JJJ Enterprises please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yes, Jeff Jones, President of JJJ, representing ourselves.
Will the Purchasing Agency General Services Agency please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Fred Nishihira, Assistant Attorney General, representing both GSA as well as Department of Public Works.
Thank you.
Good afternoon to everyone present. We're here for our pre-hearing conference on the appeal of JJJ Enterprises pursuant to the notice of pre-hearing conference that was given on July 29th, 2013. And the purpose of this pre-hearing conference is just to address a couple of threshold and scheduling issues and other ancillary matters. First issue that we'd like to bring up is the government filed a motion to dismiss the appeal, and the appellant served a copy of this? Okay. So I think what we'd like to do is to give the parties an opportunity to brief this, specifically for JJJ to file a response to that motion or opposition of any, and depending upon what JJJ would file, then the government would have an opportunity to file its reply. So to set some dates on a deadline for JJJ to file its response or opposition, how is a week from today, which would be August 9th, I'm sorry.
At 5 o'clock.
At 5 p.m.
No later than 5 p.m.
Is it possible to have longer?
How much time do you need?
I was thinking maybe a couple weeks. What day is that?
It's a Friday. August 9th is a Friday.
Right. So that's 7 days. So what about 10? Yeah. 10 days.
Probably Monday.
Wait, 10 days? Well, that doesn't give him a
chance. 10 calendar days, like that following Monday, or?
Well, I would need working days. So.
Okay.
That'll be the 16th. That'll be August 16th.
So what day would that be?
Friday also.
A week later?
Yeah.
Is that acceptable for you?
Well, yes. A week later would be, what, the 16th?
Yes.
Yeah, so August 16th.
Okay. So August 16th for JJJ to file its response or opposition to the government's motion to dismiss. And for the government's reply, a week would be due a week later.
Yes.
Are you okay with that, Mr. Nishihira?
Provided I'm served on that day as well.
Yes, Mr. Jones, please serve a copy of
them. Same time, simultaneously.
Yes.
Okay.
So, August 23rd?
Yes, that's fine.
And upon receipt of the briefs, it's the intention to review the briefs and decide what decision the public auditor would like to make, and then we'll notify the parties thereafter what further proceedings in the case.
Let's say, assuming we accept JJJ, then the next meeting would be to have the formal hearing,
right.
And
okay.
To set up the time frames for that. But let's say, assuming we disagree and side with the government, then the case would not go beyond that, because it would be a dismissal,
right.
More based on the
jurisdiction. So while we're on the subject of dates and scheduling, there are a couple of items that under the rules usually are filed in connection with an appeal. And one of the items that would be coming due is are the comments, Triple J's comments on the government's agency report.
Yeah, I filed those today.
Oh, you filed it today?
Okay.
I
was just gonna say I didn't get them yet, but
okay,
they may be at my office.
Well, they were faxed today to everybody's office, and delivery would take place sometime today.
Okay.
We didn't get it.
I didn't.
So we'll after this here, we'll check it out and then get back to you so that on about today or we should have something.
Right.
Okay. Good. So you've already done that. Good.
So it's within the 10 days. I think 10 days is actually Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
I think we were counting. We thought a little bit
Wednesday.
Early
I think
next
Wednesday.
Week.
Yeah.
We thought
sure
we're counting.
That,
yeah.
I don't know, sure, if it includes weekends. That's why I wasn't sure if it's calendar days or if it's work days.
Yeah, I think we need to make sure if it's calendar days versus work days.
Yeah, I think the rules say, oh, that's, yes, 10 days.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
It doesn't say working days. For the agency report.
Yeah.
It does.
Okay, but that's good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Uh-huh. And the government, of course, has the opportunity to submit its rebuttal.
Right, we'll review
from
that.
This.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. The other matter on the agenda is notice of the appeal to interested parties. Has the government provided notice of the appeal to the interested parties?
No, you know, I think I need to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
So if the government can provide notice of appeal to all interested parties, no
and
later
just
than
give us
a copy, yes.
Yeah. Later than Monday.
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Monday, close of business, 5 p.m. And we'll order issue a scheduling order on everything that we discussed today by Monday.
Okay.
Then just one other issue is the question posed to the parties. Have they discussed or engaged in any type of resolution or settlement discussions regarding the appeal?
No.
Okay. Well, just to put it, let the parties know that with respect to any appeal, they are free to pursue resolution or settlement. As they so wish.
We always encourage that. That sometimes it doesn't happen, but we
sure.
do encourage it.
I understand. we're open.
Okay. All
right. Okay, are there any other issues that the parties wish to raise at this time?
I had asked any potential witnesses just to submit when they may be off island. I got everybody except one that he just submitted it today, just so you know, because it's summertime, you know what I mean? If you want it at this time or you want to just wait till later. Okay.
We'll wait until later.
No problem.
Just have a further scheduling conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Jones,
yes.
Do you have any other issues you wish to?
One question I have, well, I guess it's premature, but on this, there's two different scheduling. There's a 10-day and then a 5-day. Schedule depending on, I'm not sure what the, it says 10 days or shorter period per party's agreement and then 5 working days, 48 hours. Is those on this flow chart?
Oh, do you have it in front of you?
No.
So what's your question?
What's the difference? I mean, is there, in this one, there's two different scenarios, it seems like. When I was reviewing, I couldn't figure out what the difference between the two scenarios.
Oh. I'm sorry, I don't have it readily in front of me. Do you want to? Can we get that?
Yeah.
It's something on our website.
Oh.
It was just kind of a lay version.
Yeah, just right here. See, there's two different schedules. I was just curious what the.
Okay, you don't have it in front of you, but the one on the right is the open government. We have to give public notice of when the hearing is so that everybody knows, and we're governed by the open government law, and that's the time frame to hold that. Thank you. Okay, that's the, yeah. So that's why Even sometimes, even if we wanted it shorter, that's the shortest we can have because of the open government law.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay. Yeah, so that's why we had to give it last Friday in order to have it this Friday. And so that's how, that's how we govern ourselves.
Okay. I don't have any more questions.
Okay,
very good.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Parton.
Okay, this concludes the pre-hearing of OPA PA 13-008, Triple J Enterprises versus General Services Agency. The time is 2:09 p.m., and this concludes our hearing. Thank you.
Very good.